Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, got a lot more comments on the Pogge issue coming in. Don't know if we'll be able to get to all of them, but one we're going to definitely get to is Captain Darrell Carpenter's opinion. He is the operator of RealScreamers.com down in Grand Isle, Louisiana. And, Darrell, you want to talk about your fishing report or your Pogge issue first of all?
Let's do the fishing first, Don. Before we get mad, you got to hit the daggum and you got to hit the talk button.
Well,
so, but no,
tell us about
it. We're starting to see, we talked about transition for a while, and we're starting to see that transition come to completion, if you will. We're starting to get a whole lot of good reports coming out of the northern marsh, where instead of you're catching a few speckled trout here, a few speckled trout there, because they're in transition, those trout are now made their transition, and they're starting to stack up. So you're not going to find them on every point in every marsh. Not everybody's going to find them. But if you hunt around long enough, you're starting to find these, you're starting to find one or two stops now. One-stop shop, if you sit on the right school, you got your 15 trout and you're done. And so far, the size is holding good. I'd really like to hear myself and everybody else complaining about too many small trout, because that would mean a good year next year. But so far, the trout have all been running good. And if you hunt around long enough and look in them reefs, we're talking all the way up by Mud Lake and places like that north of what we normally hit in Grand Isle. But if you're willing to travel, they're starting to find a lot of trout up there. And, of course, if not, the white trout are still thick. And like we talked last week, the sheephead are starting to gang up. And, if nothing else, bring you some shrimp and you can always go to white trout and sheephead to finish up your trip and make it profitable and worthwhile for you. And look, don't forget too that if you run a little bit low on bait, remember white trout, you don't need a whole lot of plastic and the first one you catch that's only 5 or 6 inches long, break out the cutting board and start cutting him up, because they'll eat each other. A small piece of cut bait will fill the boat full of white trout.
So yeah, they have good taste. Kinda, they eat white trout too, yeah. Just like we do.
Yes, that's kind of the condensed fishing report, because what little bit of time we got left, one of the things that struck me the most on is, it has for the last several years, is the makeup of that commission. And it comes back to you being appointed, to being appointed by the governor, and it comes back to where there's no litmus test to being appointed by the governor. Mr. Blanchard's comment solidified that. Mr. Blanchard, according to the tick sheets, was the only swing vote that everybody was trying to sway with their comments. And a simple email from his testimony, a simple email changed that. An email from quote unquote the group that he represents, being the commercial shrimpers. If they're representing groups, where's the recreational representation? We haven't had solidified recreational representation on that commission in many, many years. And if
they're bound by the makeup. Right. There's some rules in the commission of some of them have to represent or be representative of certain industries, but that also has a statement
right.
that they swear when they're sworn in that if there's any conflict of interest that they will abstain from voting, and there are two of them, Andrew Blanchard being one, because he just flat out came and said I'm supporting them what they say, and Nathan Wall was the other, and he said he was voting his own conscience, not on behalf of the alligator industry, but he is a part of that, and he stands to lose money if this thing did not pass. So whether it's real or perceived, I think both of them should have abstained from the vote.
No, I understand. I understand that argument also. But my question is, if you're representing the group and not the resource, because that was Mr. Blanchard's comment. I got an email right. from the Shrimp Association that they, you know, if you're representing the group instead of the resource, where's our representation?
Yeah, and he even admitted that he thought they should come up with better excluding devices to reduce the
correct.
Bycatch. You know, so he had a reason to oppose it, but he didn't. He followed the lead of the organization that gave him direction.
I think in the long run, we just got to keep the anger up and keep the interest up, because I think in the long run, the pogie industry just cost themselves a whole lot of money, because what they're going to see come out of this legislative session, and get your finger on the cough button if it's not allowed, the number of people they have pissed off.
Yeah, we'll see. There's a very good possibility that they could be killing the goose that laid the golden egg. You know, they've got a lot of freedom and take a lot of profit out of Louisiana waters, where the other states just completely shut them down. And I think to push their luck on this may have been a mistake on their part, but maybe not. We'll see.
They're fixing to spend a lot of money on lobbyists to fight a lot of paper that's fixing to come out of this Capitol. Now, where the governor, you know, where Tiny Tim, you know, where he falls on it, what swing he's going to have on it, but there's going to be a lot of paper filed come March, I promise you.
Well, he may just say that, you know, well, those I'll leave it up to my commissioners to do whatever job they think is best, or he may state his actual opinion in support or opposition, but we don't know, and I'm trying to get an answer out of him, and hopefully we can have that by next week, either in person or at least issue us a statement, because there's a lot of stuff flying around on the Internet about he's behind the whole thing and he's making money and this kind of thing, and just want to clear the air, get what's true out there.
He's still, it's going to take months, if not years, for him to get that smell off of him from that LSU incident. But, you know, I just don't know. You know, I don't know why you got to micromanage everything, but I guess that's some people's personality, you know.
All right. Good report, Darryl. Always a pleasure to talk with you. Good luck fishing, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Have a good morning, Doc.
All righty, Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com. That's where you'll find him. All right, when we come back for the second hour, we're going to start off with some more fishing reports. We'll get some more opinions from you, the listeners, via our text board. And we'll also talk to our field reporters, their thoughts on both the fishing this weekend and this pogey boat issue. And we got a bad boy segment and a bad girl, all coming up on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.